KGVM is thankful for the support of Cactus Records and Gifts, located at 2742 West Main, next to Rook's across from the mall. They're on the web at cactusrecords.net. Cactus has been Bozeman's independent source for new and used music, jewelry, and weird for decades. The same great music and gifts, that same weirdo store, now on Bozeman's West End.
KGVM thanks Wild Joe's Coffee Spot for their support. Wild Joe's is located at 14 West Main Street across from the historic Ellen Theater in downtown Bozeman. Wild Joe's brings you coffee from around the world and features a rotating display of local artists, live music weekly, and Slayer espresso in a warm atmosphere. See more at their website, wildjoescoffee.com.
Good afternoon. You are listening to KGVM Bozeman, 95.9 FM, and streaming online at kgvm.org. KGVM Bozeman, Gallatin Valley Community Radio. And here at your community radio station is Carrie's Film Score Extravaganza. This week we're going to have a listen to, you know, another one of those amazing examples of where the film itself may have been kind of blah or blasé, but ended up yielding a music score by an absolutely magnificent musician. And you can take the music on its own, and it will be an absolutely glorious experience. And this film is last year's A Big, Bold, Beautiful Journey, directed by Kogonada and starring Margot Robbie and Colin Farrell and Kevin Klein, and with music by the very great composer Joe Hisaishi. Joe Hisaishi, who is most well known for all of his collaborations with Hayao Miyazaki of Studio Ghibli, and various other Japanese directors and artists. This was Joe Hisaishi's Hollywood, cinema debut as a composer. And it's a little unfortunate that the film itself, which is kind of a whimsical, time-traveling, romantic tragicomedy, it received mixed to poor reviews and was a box office bomb, which is kind of a shame because you want to end up rooting for something that has wonderful ideas and tries to do something new and interesting, but doesn't quite deliver. The score itself, I would say, delivers, but I'm one of those people who absolutely tends to love Hisaishi's work. And so did Kogonada, the director. Kogonada, who it is worth mentioning is a Korean-American filmmaker, best known for, some of the TV and independent film productions that he had done previously. His two previous feature films before Big, Bold, Beautiful Journey were Columbus and After Yang, which was a sci-fi, character study drama, also starring Colin Farrell. Regarding Joe Hisaishi doing the score for Big, Bold, Beautiful Journey, Kogonada apparently, recalled that his representative reached out to him and he was stunned by their decision to involve Hisaishi as the composer, and he agreed. And while working on the score, he said that he did not give Hisaishi many notes, but that the latter provided a layer which he thought was really unexpected. Kogonada noted that other composers in that space would have provided music that played to the emotional beats, but Hisaishi provided a different space where the sense of romance, which layered underneath, provided a rhythm to the film. And those of us familiar with his scores for Miyazaki, will find that this is a track as well. It's worth also mentioning that the soundtrack album and the film also featured four songs performed by Leve and Mitski, you know, at least a few of the songs of which are included on Leve's A Matter of Time album, which also makes for lovely listening on its own, but we are here today to focus primarily on the score for, you know, the film courtesy of Joe Hisaishi, his Hollywood film debut. So we'll go ahead without further ado and have a listen. So from the year 2025, last year, for Kogun Lara's A Big, Bold, Beautiful Journey, here we have the music courtesy of the truly great Joe Hisaishi.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.